Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. To lead a team, you have to be trustworthy. And trust is built over time. Today, we're going to explore three components of trust: competence, character, and caring. These three components will help you gain trust and give trust within your team so that your team can be at peak performance. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. If your team doesn't trust you, your title doesn't matter. Leading from a place of positional authority does not necessarily equate to a team that trusts you. Now think about that for a minute. You can think of figureheads, you can think of people who are holding positions of authority within an organization that you just don't trust, but they may have the skills, they may have the degree, they may have held that position and worked their way up for a reason. Why don't you trust them? Because trust is built over time. People don't follow position, they follow people that they believe in. So just because you hold a position of authority, don't think for a minute that you don't have to keep earning trust day in and day out. So your real trust, it's not earned through grand gestures. Real trust, effective-based trust, when your team feels that they can trust you, when you feel that you can trust your team, this level of trust is built brick by brick through your daily communication, through how you show up, through how you interact with your team every single day. It's the little things that matter most when you want to build and maintain trust over time. And research has shown that there are three components that, when they come together, will help you build trust within your team, help you build trust with your colleagues, help you build trust with your bosses. And those three components are competence, character, and caring, the three C's. So let's break each one of those down, what those look like day in and day out. The first is competence. You've got to be able to show that you can deliver. A competence means that you have the skills, the knowledge, and the judgment to get the job done. It's not about being perfect. Competence is about perfection. It's not about being omnipotent or all-knowing. It's about being capable. It's about growing. It's about being dependable when it counts. So to gain competence, you have to be curious. You have to be a lifelong learner. You've got to be able to maintain a growth mindset. If your team constantly has to double check your work, if your team constantly has to guess your next move, that's going to erode trust. But when you demonstrate consistent capability, and you show up and you're under pressure and you know what needs to get done, and you're able to send people to the right person, bring the right resources in, be able to make those judgment calls, be able to ask the questions that need to get asked. That is what's going to build confidence and credibility between you and your team. We had a space operations crew that I led in the Army, and it was a brand new team that was part of an active component, reserve component, blended unit, and our team was just standing up. And there was a lot of unknown, there was a lot of learning that we had to go through on this weapon system, as well as we had superiors that didn't think the reserve component soldiers could actually operate and maintain the skills and gain the skills to operate this weapon system. And we had brand new people and team composition changes coming in and coming out. So I was put in a crew officer in charge position, and I had the first fielded crew of soldiers, and we came on active duty orders, and we went through months of training, gaining skill sets, getting our hands on the equipment, going through the schoolhouse training that we needed to do to understand the science behind what we were doing with satellite communications. It's a highly technical, ever evolving type of work, type of team that we had. I had to learn things like orbital perturbations, decibel math. I had to learn signals and signal math there, and I had to learn frequency management, all these things that I have no academic background in, but here I am as a space operations officer in charge of a crew, and I had signals analysts, and I had satellite communication equipment operators, and I had IT specialists that would come together in this small, you know, 7 to 8 person team and operate this equipment. So we developed a shared understanding of what we were there to do. We developed pockets of expertise with the expectation that we're going to cross-train each other and we're going to share the knowledge that we have with one another. So we were able to go and embrace this teaching and learning environment. And I dove in very deep to be able to understand what we were there to do, why we were there to do it, what resources we needed, who was specialized at what, and have a base understanding of operational functionality of this equipment set that we were there to work through. That's how I gained my competence with my team. I didn't fake it. I didn't pretend like I knew. I asked questions. I learned. I gave people the opportunity to teach so that teacher, follower, teacher, learner ebbed and flowed. That leader, follower ebbed and flowed. We had some shared leadership going on to help us gain competence and help me gain competence as the person in charge. So when you embrace this mastery of skill sets as a career-long endeavor, and when you embrace this growth mindset of being a lifelong learner, you're going to gain new skills. You're going to gain an opportunity to learn and share information. So as a team leader, get a new skill, get a certification, show up well-rehearsed, show up well-prepared for that presentation or that speech. Take time to make ownership of your professional and personal development. And share that knowledge and expertise that you have with your team members and give them an opportunity to share yours with you. And that's how competence will get built over time. The second C is character. Let your values lead. You've got to be able to show up with integrity, with trustworthiness, and that's built through your actions. Do what you say, say what you mean what you say, do your actions match your words. We can think of 100 different examples, probably in our lifetime, of where actions and words don't match, whether that's at work, at home, or other places. You can see it. You can spot it. You can sniff it. Someone is saying one thing, but you turn around and see them and they're doing something else. And that's a quick way to break and erode trust. People trust leaders who are honest, fair, and consistent, even when it's uncomfortable. Being consistent, consistently applying your judgment, consistently applying your values day in and day out. Give people something that they can rely upon with your character. And your character isn't defined by one decision. It's proven over 1,000 small ones over time, especially the decisions you make when no one's watching. Because believe me, somebody will find out and you'll feel a certain way, and that'll show up in other areas of your work. The clearer you are about your values, the more clearly others will be able to see and feel that they can trust you. And for me, I just had a recent incident here. I was at a junior high track meet, And my daughter was waiting for their turn to throw discus, and the boys were up throwing. And I've seen this kid show up at a couple of different meets from a different school. He's a really good thrower, probably one of the top five that I've seen in junior high in our district. He took his turn, he threw, and they were called out to go mark. And he walked out and picked his discus up and said, "I fouled." The observer back where he was throwing in the circle, he stepped out of the circle and made a foul. The observer didn't see it. The marker didn't see it, but he picked it up. And I saw the official out there marking yell back at the other guy, that's a foul. And they didn't count it. And my initial thought was, good for him. When I hear two people here in the audience talking, and they turned and looked at me and said, "What happened?" I said, "Oh, he told the official out there that he fouled. So that throw isn't going to get scored." And they said, "Why on earth would you do that? If nobody picked that up, why would you say anything?" And before I thought twice about it, I said, "Because he has integrity." It came out without even thinking. And the two people kind of just raised their eyebrows and looked at me and, shrugged their shoulders. Think about that thrower. What if that would have been his personal best record? What if that would have been the longest throw for the meet that day? Could that person go home and be okay with themselves knowing that they actually scratched and fouled and that throw shouldn't have counted? Integrity, values, character, it matters. Even when no one's watching or when no one sees something. Think about that. That's powerful. So competence, mastering your skills, character, your values, actions, and words are in alignment. And then the third C is caring, putting people first. Trust grows when people feel seen, when they feel heard, when they feel valued. You've got to be able to look within yourself and to be able to give your energy and give your all to your team. So at three different levels is where caring shows up. You've got to care for yourself first and foremost. I know this is counterintuitive to what you're taught, but bear with me a minute. You have to care for yourself so that you take care of yourself. You're well-rested, you're well-hydrated, you're cognitively clear so that you can make the best decisions. You stay healthy so that you're not running on empty. Because if you're running on empty, you can't give yourself to your team. You can't put your team first if you're incapable of doing that because you're so run down. So care for yourself by having healthy habits, mental, physical, cognitive, spiritual, all the way around. The second level of caring is caring for your team, caring for others, listening deeply, being present, asking questions, genuinely understanding and caring about your team's growth and development and interactions and understanding what's driving them and where they want to go and what they want to be and how they're contributing to your team. Listening empathetically, listening actively day in and day out shows that you are there and that you care. The third level is caring about the organization, because as a team leader, you're making decisions that are affecting more people than just you. So you want to be able to make decisions that serve the bigger mission, that serve the bigger purpose, because you care about the greater good of the organization, not just what's happening for me and my team. Care for yourself, care for others, care for the organization. And when your team sees that you care about them personally, professionally, that you are aligned with your character, and that you're continually growing and understanding information and what work needs to be done through your competence, you're giving them a reason to trust you. And you're giving them a model of how to build trust with themselves and others, because trust is a two-way street. Trust doesn't just magically appear. You build it every meeting, every message, every decision, every interaction. And when you lead with competence, character, and caring, you won't just earn trust, you'll inspire it. It'll grow. It'll take seed and blossom within your organization. And when your team trusts you, that is when real leadership begins. Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, download and share this episode with your fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to learn, grow, and lead at their best. If you want to keep the conversation going, connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or on Instagram at WillRamey1. If you've got a topic that you'd like to see, drop me an email at will@onthestacks.com, and we'll cover that topic in an upcoming episode. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded, and I'll see you the next time you press play.